Asian markets followed the U.S. market down today after the escalation in the trade war between the two biggest economies in the world. That would be the U.S. and China. And joining us now is Dame Barbara Woodward, who's the British ambassador to China. She's the first woman to hold that position. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. It's great to be here.
Well, and starting with the trade war, where does Britain see itself in this trade war? Are you on one side or the other?
We're not on one side or the other. This is the two biggest economies in the world now having really important discussions about opening up China's market and creating a fair and level playing field. So we are very much sharing the concerns that the US has around intellectual property, cybersecurity, access to the market, technology transfer, level playing field. We think we've seen some good progress in China, and indeed UK-China trade has been growing. So we'd very much like to see the trade talks come to a successful conclusion and China's market open up very much in line with the sort of commitments it made when it joined the WTO in 2001.
Does it look like things are progressing in a good way on that front?
I think through the first 10 or 11 rounds, things did seem to be making progress. But obviously, the last round hasn't brought us seemingly any closer to an agreement. Both sides have been clear. The Chinese have now said that there are three conditions really that they want to see. First of all, they want the tariffs removed in any deal. They want procurement to be open in any deal. And they want other things to take account of China's own sensitivities and respect for the country. Obviously, the US side has some important equities driving forward on opening up the market. So there's, I think, optimism still that talks will carry on, but that's not quite clear what the timing on that will be.
Does it seem to you like the trade war and the tariffs are hurting China's economy at all?
Yes. I think the trade war and the tariffs are hurting China's economy. We saw in the first 3 months of this year economic stimulus. So China's overall growth was sustained at about 6.4%. But the reforms that China really needs to move forward to become a highly developed economy, I think, have stalled. So those are the sort of reforms around reforming state-owned enterprise, continuing to move forward on breaking down the negative list, which restricts foreign investment in various sectors. So I think it is beginning to have an impact on the Chinese economy, yes.
And what about the global economy? As the United Kingdom looks on at what's happening between the United States and China, the two biggest economies in the world, is it hurting the global economy?
Yes, I think it is, because the global economy now, as we all know, is increasingly interconnected. So it's really important that the free and open trading system, which is underpinned by the WTO, is maintained and sustained. We've seen some displacement of trade, which has given short-term boosts, for example, to some countries in Southeast Asia. But long-term, I think having the two biggest economies in the world locked into this sort of trade dispute is worrying for the global economy. And the IMF has also been downgrading its forecasts. So, yes, worrying.
How much do you think that China overall right now is changing, is modernizing?
China is modernizing hugely right now. I first went to China in 1986, and that was right at the beginning of what China thinks of as its reform and opening up policy. The economy has modernized hugely. It is, in very many ways, a functioning market economy. In the private sector now accounts for more than 50% of GDP, and the private sector accounts for around 70% of GDP growth. So there's still a long way to go in terms of tackling modernization, environmental protections, being fully open to international investment. One of the problems we have in the UK is that we are the most open economy in the G20. We've welcomed Chinese investment, and that's not a reciprocal reciprocated.
It's hard for British companies and investors to get involved in China.
It's hard for as many of them as would like to. And we have more than 50,000 British companies from multinationals to SMEs involved in China. But there is scope for so much more that would be mutually beneficial.
Well, that brings us to another issue that's going on, which is Brexit.
Yes.
And there's been a question, as the Brexit talks have been going on, about whether Britain is going to start signing trade deals with other countries, including China.
Yes.
Is there any progress on that front?
So we have signaled that, of course, once Brexit is concluded, we will be free to sign trade deals with other countries. We can't do that at the moment. But what we have done is we've started a trade review with China to look at what the options would be once the Brexit talks are concluded and we have left the European Union. So we would like to have clarity about a strong investment relationship with China, so possibly an investment deal, and then moving towards looking towards a free trade deal. But I think what's really important in that is that we continue our process of opening up the Chinese market incrementally, tackling cosmetics, agri-food, for example, petrol stations, financial services. And we don't hold our breath and put everything into negotiating a free trade agreement, which could take years.
How much of your time do you have to spend answering questions in China about Brexit?
I spend quite a lot of my time answering questions about Brexit, but broadly, we find that our relationship with China is bigger than Brexit. We've had a couple of very high-level visits, and we've been able to move forward at the government level, business level, and with strong people-to-people exchanges, students, tourists, and so on, around Brexit. But it has, I would say, held up a bit of Chinese investment that might have otherwise come to the UK.
I want to ask you about another big topic in the news right now, and that is what's going on with Iran.
Yeah.
Now, Britain is still in the nuclear deal with Iran, along with a number of other countries. The U.S. pulled out of that deal. What is the British position on the Iran nuclear deal right now? Will Britain stay in the deal?
So we would very much like to keep the deal alive because we think it's important for the long-term future of Iran and indeed wider global security and nuclear non-proliferation. But we recognize the recent announcements by the president of Iran giving us 60 days to try and get the deal back together again and make it robust. So we are working intensely now to see if we can keep the deal together and therefore keep Iran's civil nuclear capacity and prevent them returning to nuclear proliferation.
Is the US pressuring the UK to leave the deal?
There are talks going on among all of the parties of the deal. The US position is very clear, but at the moment we're working with the five other parties in the deal who we co-negotiated it with to try and see what we can hold together there.
And is there any concern in the UK right now about some of the rhetoric coming from Washington that leads some to believe that Washington is on a path to military action with Iran?
I think we would be concerned about military action with Iran. But as I say, at the moment, we're really focused on trying to keep the deal standing up and functioning so that we can move forward and avoid Iran returning to the path of nuclear proliferation.
I want to ask you about one more thing. We mentioned at the top that you are the first woman ever to hold the position that you have, which is the British ambassador to China. What is it like to have that, especially in a country where there are so few women at high levels of government?
Well, first of all, it's a huge honour. It's a fascinating job. It is strange to find so few women at the high levels of government, particularly compared to where the UK is now. Obviously, we have the Queen. We're on our second female Prime Minister. We have more than 30% of our members of parliament are women. And it's been quite noticeable in China. So we've taken a number of initiatives working with business. We ran a Pledge for Progress campaign last year, engaging business on how to bring women through. We've got a program going on in schools called Inspiring Women, where we talk to primary and middle school students early about the sort of careers you can have before their ideas are formed.
In China?
In China, yes. But I do find that there are not so many women in government in China. And I think it's a pity because we all know that diversity brings strength and breadth and challenge and, in the end, long-term progress.
Do you face discrimination there? I mean, do you notice anything, even if it's not really overt, but do you notice things just as you navigate your way around Beijing that people treat you differently because you're a woman in power?
No, I've found that I've always been treated with great courtesy and great respect by my Chinese colleagues and by my peers in the ambassadorial community. But you have to remember that China's not a particularly diverse culture, so people are Chinese. So if you have a female ambassador, I'm foreign, I'm taller than average, I'm a woman, I speak Chinese. So I'm kind of different in lots of respects, mm-hmm. and being a woman is only one of them.
That is Dame Barbara Woodward, who is the British ambassador to China. Ambassador, thank you so much for coming in.
Jeremy, thank you very much.